Soap Suds by Finola Hughes and Digby Deal. For our spouses, Russell and Kay, and for our children, the two Dylans and Cash. 1. A Monday in October.
"You're a very fortunate woman, Miss Merrick," the petite blonde nurse with the bouncing boobs tells me as she pushes my wheelchair down the corridor. "They did a heroic, even a miraculous job after your accident. You were touch and go for a while there."
With my entire cranium swathed in gauze, like some latter-day mummy, I nod. Not because I understand what little Miss Perky Tits R.N. has said, but because there's nothing else I can do. I'm wrapped so tight that there is no way to do much more than grunt or hum.
"You lucked out. When a woman goes through the windshield like you did, she's often scarred for the rest of her life. Of course, with all your broken bones, there was no way to rebuild your face exactly the way it was before."
She pushes me through the door into a tiny examining room.
"Nevertheless, when Dr. Schroeder comes in to remove your bandages, I think he'll be pleased," she says in a tone that's a bit too bloody cheerful for me. "I'm going to leave you for just a moment while I go get him. I'll be back real quick," she adds over her shoulder with a wink and a jiggle as she's halfway out into the corridor. "I'm sure you're dying to see the new you." Alone for a moment, I go back over what happened. Cruising in the vintage Mercedes convertible that had been so lovingly restored, laughing and carefree, enjoying the balmy summer night, the full moon, and the sound of the Pacific lapping at the shoreline. Burke at the wheel of his pride and joy. No seatbelt.